What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Sonic Singal, welcome back to The Fighting Entrepreneur with another episode. This one, we're going to reveal 10 tools and apps I use to run my business, to run all my businesses. And hey, I think you're going to want to use all of them, all right? All 10. I'm going to try to speed roll through it and give you some crazy amounts of value. But hey, before I do that, can I pitch you for a second there? Can you go to iTunes, please? Do me a favor. Click subscribe. And the biggest thing is leave a review. It really helps us out. We want to keep shooting up the rankings. We want to keep building up this amazing Fighting Entrepreneur podcast, Learn Nation community. Come on, entrepreneurs. Let's come together. Let's make it happen. All right. So go to iTunes, subscribe, and then leave a review.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, the Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singal.
So now let's move forward. I'm going to give you 5 apps first, and then I'm going to pitch you something, and then we're going to do 5 more apps. Sorry, I'm just going to do a self-promo. We don't have ads in this podcast, so I just do my own ads, right? All right, number one, moving right into it. There's no need to drag on. Asana. I love using Asana.com. Now, I will tell you this. The point isn't to use Asana. The point is to have a task management tool. There are so many now, so many. There's Monday, there's Basecamp, there's Asana, there's Trello. Those are just a few I can remember off the top of my head, all right? I love all of them, whatever you need to do. We ended up moving our team onto Asana, so we've stayed there. The reason I love Asana is, first of all, not just for myself. Not only does it allow me to list out all my ideas and brain dump everything I've got, and put it and organize it so that I have a task list every single day of I know what to do. But I also love it because it's most important, by the way, because when you do it yourself, you could do it on a notepad, you can do it on a piece of paper. But when you start getting a team involved and you're cross-working with different people on the same project, we have a virtual team and an on-site team. It's crazy. People are everywhere. Asana is a savior because it allows you to communicate with one another, leave comments and update things and assign priorities. And it's amazing. I love it. So you got to use a task management tool, a team task management tool. If you have a team, it's awesome. One of the biggest tips I'll give you here, and one of the biggest reasons I even liked using Asana when I didn't have a team, was the reason entrepreneurs get stressed or overwhelmed is hardly due to the circumstances. It's usually because of how much stuff we have to remember in our brains. It's hard. It's tough, right? You have ideas firing at you and you go, oh, what do I do next? What do I do next? And so, you know what? Every time you have something, every time a task comes up, you just write it down. When you get it out of your head and into a system and you trust it'll be there, you'll never forget it, it won't go away, it helps you. It actually de-stresses you like crazy, all right? De-stresses you like crazy. All right. So that's Asana or whatever task management tool you want to use. That's tool number one. Number two, Google Drive. Man, I love Google Drive. I can't remember the last time I even used Microsoft Office anymore. Google ruined that. So whether it's a spreadsheet, whether it's a Google Doc, or whether I just need to share files with my team, I got everything in one place. It lives on the cloud. You know what I love the most? If my laptop got stolen tomorrow, other than the fact that I would hate the fact that my laptop is stolen and it would cost me money, it wouldn't cost me anything in my business. All my files are in the cloud now. All my files exist on Google Drive. I can access them from my phone. I can access them from different computers. I can do anything I want. The freedom is amazing, but the collaboration is even better. I can work on a document alongside my team members. We can be editing the same document. We could be working on the same spreadsheet. They have Google Draw, which we can use. I mean, there are so many amazing tools. If you're not using Google Drive right now, it's free. If you have a Google email account, it's free. Go use it. Google Drive is killer, especially if you work with different team members. All right, so that's number two. Number three, Slack. All right, here's the thing. I never understood Slack. I never understood why do people care about Slack so much. We were using Skype. What? I just need to chat with people. What's the big deal? I'll Skype them. Okay. So finally, we get a couple people in the company that start pushing for Slack. I guess they came from other companies where they use Slack. And I'm like, whatever, fine. I gave in only because I just didn't want to hear it anymore. And the very first day we used Slack, it was like the angel sang, sun came out. I'm like, wow, it was so powerful. You can create direct communication. You can create channels. The amount of information I have now, I mean, in a regular day, I just know what's going on in my company. It's powerful. So I don't even use Skype anymore. I don't even log in. Skype was so it was so inefficient. For team workplaces, Slack is just powerful. Now I'm trying really hard to get a couple of my other companies onto Slack so I can just know what's going on from one place. How powerful is that? Love Slack. I don't know if it costs money. I don't know if there's a free version or what, but man, if you have a team, if you're working with virtual people all over the place, close your eyes, close your ears, just get Slack. I'm a person who was not a believer just a few months ago, and I'm a big believer now. I love it. Slack, hats off to you guys. Not sure about your new logo you got going on, but hats off to you guys. All right, number four, Goodreads. Probably never heard about this. Goodreads.com. Love Goodreads. You know why? Because every entrepreneur, you gotta read, you gotta study, you gotta keep learning, you gotta keep listening to the Fighting Entrepreneur podcast. But even beyond that, you just need to keep learning, right? So I try to read about a book a week. Lately, I've been really busy. It's been about a book every 2 weeks. But just like I have Asana, right, where I can put my tasks and my ideas down, I have Goodreads because I come across books all the time. Every time I fly, I walk into that bookstore at the airport, and I'm like, man, I want that book. Man, I want to read that book. Man, I want to read that book. But how do you remember what you want to read? And every time we finish a book, what happens is we forget the 6 books we had, you know, thought we wanted to read while we were reading a book, and then we just move on to whichever one we think of at that moment. Well, not anymore. Goodreads allows you to, you know, put your books in one place and mark them as want to read, read. You can leave reviews. It's a community. You can follow your friends. I have some friends I follow on Goodreads. I want to see what they're reading, what reviews they left, what books they liked. If they liked a book, I know I'll like a book. I love it. Goodreads is killer. And this way I know for a fact that if I like a book or if I want to read a book, I will never forget its name because it goes right into Goodreads. I classify it as personal development, professional development, marketing, business, leadership. That's pretty much the only stuff I read, or psychology. I love psychology books. I put them in their buckets. And so every time I finish a psychology book, I'm like, all right, now let's go read a leadership book, or now let's go read a marketing book. So I can bounce back and forth, and Goodreads just manages it all for me. Love it to death. It's free, by the way. And it's owned by Amazon now, I believe. So go ahead, sign up at goodreads.com. That's number four. Number five. Okay. If I love Slack, I love this tool maybe even more, especially if you have virtual team members. Use Loom. Useloom.com. That's Useloom.com. Useloom.com. This is the easiest screen recording app I've ever used, okay? It's a Chrome extension, and it's powerful. So the way it works is you install this little extension on your Chrome, Google Chrome. You have to have the Google Chrome browser. And every time you want to record your screen or even yourself, you just click this little button at the top corner and it just starts recording. And then, so what I use it for is when my team members, they send me, you know, copy to review, pages to review, they have plans or things. And it's just so much easier to talk it out and show them something rather than try to write it all out. So I just go, boom, I click the link, I click the button, I start recording, I talk to them, I tell them this, 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 I hit end recording. It immediately copies the URL to the recording to my clipboard. I don't even have to do anything. All I have to do then is go and paste it into the Slack chat and say, hey, watch this. If I have an idea, there's something I want my team to do, some new task, I go, I quickly record a video, I paste it into an Asana task, I assign it to them, boom, done. They love it because they get superbly clear instruction right from me. UseLoom, by the way, also for a certain level, I think up to 100 videos is free. I love UseLoom. It's awesome. Go get yourself a free account at UseLoom. All right, so that's number five. Hey, and by the way, speaking about free accounts, do you have your free membership at Learn Nation yet? We have over 230,000 members. We're still in alpha. We're not even beta yet, right? We got a brand new UI, amazing things coming out. We have over 60 courses inside Learn Nation. 30 of them are completely free. We teach you Facebook ads. We teach you copywriting. We teach you email marketing. We teach you how to build an e-com business, how to build an Amazon business, how to build a digital publishing business. We teach you some of the most advanced topics, and we teach you some of the most beginner level topics. This is an amazing community of entrepreneurs worldwide, all over the world. It's free. Go to learn.com/register. Get your free account. LURN.com/register. Get your free account. Do it now. Come on. Go to learn.com/register. It's absolutely free, by the way. No catch, no credit cards, no nothing. All right? Okay, moving on to number six. Tool number six that I love is rev.com. R-E-V Loom.com. You know why? Because a lot of times when Use Loom doesn't fit, or if I'm driving in the car, I have a thought, I have to send my team some instructions or some notes, I will either use a voice recording app or I'll just use Rev.com. Rev.com has a free voice recording app that you can download. But what I love about Rev.com is that if I'm writing a book, writing a free report, or I want to send my content team instructions, they can transcribe right on Rev.com. $1 a minute, they can transcribe my notes. I love Rev.com if I'm copy hacking somebody. If there's a sales video that I love, I download it, I upload it to Rev.com, $1 a minute, bam, I get the entire transcription out. How powerful is that? I love Rev.com. All right, moving on. What is this? Tool number 7, Upwork.com. I love finding amazing talent at Upwork.com. There's a ton of people there to help you with anything. Writers, coders, designers, virtual assistants, engineers. You know, I had an engineer design an invention for me there. They got architects. They got lawyers. They got doctors even, I think. Upwork is freaking awesome. You can pay hourly. You can see all the reviews. You can post your project. People bid on it. It's awesome. We use Upwork all the time. Every single day, actually, I'm using Upwork. By the way, a little tip. I get a lot of great writers at Upwork. Upwork specifically, I've used it a lot for writers, okay? So Upwork.com. All right, tool number 8. I don't even know how to say this, but I'll spell it out for you, but it's called Funnelytics. Funnelytics.io. Funnelytics. 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 Funnelytics.io. Not .com, .io. Awesome software. If you are outlining funnels for your business, if you want to know like opt-in page, then it'll go to a VSL, and then it'll go to upsell, and then it'll go to a bump offer, then it'll go to a downsell, then it'll go to a webinar, then it'll go to an email, then it'll go here and go here and go here. Man, it's so complicated to design these things out using other I used to use Google Draw because it was free and it was cool, but Funnelytics is amazing. I got turned on to it by someone from our marketing team, and I'm addicted to it. I love it. So go ahead. Funnelytics, by the way, if you're listening, kudos to you guys. You did a freaking bang on job. So thank you. All right. Number 9, Notepad on my phone. All right. I use an iPhone. There's an app called Notepad. If you use Samsung or if you use any kind of Android or whatever, there's a Notepad. I love it. Oh my God. I'm on my Notepad all the time. So you know what happens at night sometimes when I can't sleep, but I'm trying to sleep and I have ideas rushing through my head. And you know, if you have ideas going through your head, you can't sleep because you feel like you're kind of scared that you're going to forget it. I just roll over, grab my phone, I open up Notepad, bam, 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 quickly type the message in, doesn't disturb my wife, doesn't wake anybody up, still, you know, nice and easy. I'm on a train going to New York, bam, I'm on my Notepad. I'm flying, I'm on my Notepad. I'm in the car, on Uber in the back, I'm on my Notepad. Real quick, just notes, jots, messages, things that I have to do. I have so many Notepads, and people don't know this. Notepad has gotten pretty advanced. You know, you can share notes with people. So I can share a note with someone else on an iPhone device, at least on iPhone Notepads. And every time I make an edit, it'll update that person. Can you believe that? It's so cool. You can post pictures in it now. And you can add checklists into a notepad. And every time I make an update, the other person immediately gets the update. And if they make an update, I get an update. It's really cool. So it's a cool feature. It's right on your phone. Just a little app on your phone, on iPhone at least. Now, I don't know what all y'all do on Samsung and Androids and all. I'm an iPhone guy, all right? Okay, last but not least, we go back to old as gold, right? Whiteboard. I love whiteboards. There isn't a whiteboard here right now in this set, but there are whiteboards all over the Learn Center. They're everywhere, okay? Walls are whiteboards. Everything's a whiteboard. I love whiteboards. If you ever come anywhere where I work, you will see writing everywhere. Whiteboards inspire creativity. Whiteboards inspire exploration. Whiteboards are awesome. Use them. I mean it. You will be very happy that you did. All right? So go find a whiteboard. Get a small one, a big one. I don't care. Stick it on your wall. They have whiteboard wallpaper now. They have whiteboard paint. They have whiteboards that roll. They have whiteboards that you hang up. And they're cheap. And I'm telling you, start whiteboarding your ideas. You're going to have you're just going to have an explosion of creativity. I love whiteboards. All right? That was tool number 10. Quick recap. Bam. You ready? Asana, Google Drive, Slack, Goodreads, UseLoom, Rev.com, Upwork.com, Funnelytics.io, Notepad on my phone, and Whiteboard. These are the 10 tools that I as an entrepreneur use to rock it out and to crush all my ideas and to scale all my ideas. I hope they serve you well. I hope you use them as well. This is Onyx Singhal. I do have a few things I want to ask you to do. Remember, if you want the show notes, if you want links and all that, if you want the show notes, go to onikpodcast.com, www.anikpodcast.com to grab all the show notes, all the goodies. You can also go to onikpodcast.com to pop in your email address. That way, every time I have a new episode, I will send you an email. You will be the first to know. You'll be the first to learn. You'll be the first to kick butt. All right? And then also, do me a favor. Go to iTunes right now. Hit subscribe on the Fighting Entrepreneur Podcast and leave us a review. It really helps us out. We want to build this community. We want to build our Learn Nation to even more and more people. We want to get ourselves out to the world, right? So go ahead and do that for us. It'll be a great help. Remember, we got a lot of past episodes. Go download them. Listen. They're evergreen. They last forever. That's education every entrepreneur needs. And we got tremendous episodes coming out. We got guests coming on that I want to learn from, where I'm going to ask them advanced questions. Killer stuff coming out. The Fighting Entrepreneur, we're just getting started. We're just getting started. Thanks for being a part of this community. Thanks for listening. Until next time, and I see you on the next episode. Remember, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. See you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onik Singhal.